What we would like is for the government to recognise that all children are actually the victims when they're living in this situation, regardless of what somebody else might feel that they've experienced. And so for the future, we'd like them to be included as victims under domestic abuse laws to ensure that they're covered by the legislation that currently affects adults, and also in the main to be able to provide services for them for the future, so that the professionals have got all those statistics and know that this is what is needed for children in domestic abuse situations.
So, do you almost feel then that the children are the forgotten victims in many of these cases?
Yes, I think they're the hidden ones, because what we know about domestic abuse is often that it's a very secret situation for that family and for the victim, often the mother, that nobody wants to reveal it. So that's why these statistics are very important, because it's showing us that it's a lot more prevalent than people care to admit.
Obviously, you know about the numbers of children involved. Can you tell us a bit about the work that you already do to support these families and particularly the children?
So in the past year, we've actually worked with 25 families from the Medway area, and we run a program called DART, which is Domestic Abuse Recovering Together. That particular program runs for 10 weeks, and it's here at our centre. And what happens is the mother and the child come in and they do a program of specific activities that are all relating to domestic abuse, and to improve things for them and how they're feeling and the problems that they're dealing with. And it's just the mum and the child come in to us.
And what sort of impact can growing up in this kind of household environment have on a child?
What you find is that often, again, it will be emotional or psychological difficulties. You may find, as we do, that many referrals come from schools because the child's struggling there with their behaviour, perhaps their learning, and also their friendships in school, their relationships. So it again, it's a difficult one to pin down, because each child will be different and each family situation will be different. But in general, you'll find emotional, psychological difficulties. But I think another part of the whole picture of domestic abuse is how long-lasting some of those effects are, and some of them may even endure into adulthood.
If you'd just like to let us know, anyone who is concerned about a family or someone within a family themselves who wants some help, where should they go?
Anyone who is concerned about a particular child or a family, or if they're the victim themselves, what they can do is if there's immediate danger, they should ring 999. So as an adult or as a child or as a concerned person. However, they can consult with the NSPCC helpline, and our number is 0808 800 5000. Children also can ring our childline, which is 0800 111, or if somebody prefers to go via the websites, they can look up nspcc.org.uk or childline.org.uk. And adult victims should consider whether they want to consult with the Women's Aid website or organisation as another helpful resource.